You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Is it Annika or Annika?
It is Annika.
Annika.
Have you watched that British TV show called Annika?
I have, yes.
Do you like it?
It's okay. I haven't finished it, so I haven't seen the whole thing. But definitely the first time I've ever seen, like, my name in a show, so that was kind of trippy. Mm-hmm,
that kind of intrigued
and
you, probably.
And even spelled the same way. I mean, that's fantastic.
Yep. Yeah.
I was telling Jeremy, I was gushing about that actress, Nicola Walker.
You bet.
I think is her name.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, she's so good. Jeremy, you should watch the show if you get a chance.
All right.
Annika, what do you do for a living?
I am a stay-at-home mom.
All right.
How many
of
you got running around the house?
I have two.
Okay. What are they doing right now?
My oldest is at school, and my youngest is here sitting on the floor with me drinking my Starbucks.
Sounds like you're choking on your Starbucks. Some coffee.
Yeah, he's not drinking my Starbucks, but he just ate, so he's kind of fussy.
Just hacking something up, hacking those prunes up.
Yeah, their kids are great. They're lovely.
They're great, aren't they? How old's that one that's coughing and hacking?
8 months.
Oh, yeah, newbie.
Wow. Mm. Yep.
That's a fresh one, huh?
Boy.
Fresh out of the oven.
Yeah, I can't imagine going through that again. Have you seen the cost of diapers?
Yeah.
Oh, good night.
Yeah, not fun.
Not fun at all.
What do you think you spend on diapers?
Oh, God. I try to get them at Costco, so that makes them a little cheaper.
Yeah.
I would say.
But they're still like 45, 50.
$50.
Yeah, they're $50 a box now or something now, aren't they, at Costco?
Yeah, it's kind of stupid.
And how long does a box last you?
Oh, I mean, like a month or so.
A month? Oh.
Yeah.
Why did I think it would be a lot more expensive than that?
Yeah, they're not. I mean, they're not too bad.
Okay.
You just tell your baby to hold it.
Right.
Just reuse them.
Hold it.
Wring them out and then reuse them.
Turn them inside out.
Sprinkle a little baby powder in there. Yeah. Annika, let's play some Rattle Off. You ready?
All right, I'm ready.
For everyone else who's on hold, Teresa, Miles, Natasha, and Heather, please do not hang up. Even if Annika gets it, we still want to talk to each of you. 10 seconds, Annika. We're looking for 5 jobs where you might be working overnights. 5 jobs where you work overnight. Ready and go.
Okay. Airport, security. Oh, gosh. Bar, restaurant.
Time's up.
Time is up. Where's a cop? Where's a firefighter?
2 biggies.
Oh, my gosh.
2
EMTs.
Stalking at Target or home.
A lot harder on the radio.
Yeah.
Oh,
and, you know, when you hang up and finish that Starbucks, you'll think of about 25 more.
Exactly. That's how it goes.
But we enjoy talking to you. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You guys, too.
See you later.
Okay. Very nice. Here's Teresa. Teresa, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Hey, we're good. You've got
a
lot
good day.
Of energy.
What are you up to today? Anything fun?
I'm just working. I'm an Uber Lyft driver. I used to be a blackjack dealer.
Okay. All right.
Why used to be? Did you get caught, like, stealing chips or something?
Oh, God, never. No. 18 years up there. After COVID, I decided to do something different.
Time to move on, huh? Were you up in Blackhawk?
Yep, Blackhawk, Central City.
I'm staying up there this weekend, so...
You going to the Monarch? Where are you going?
Probably Maristar.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it's our anniversary, and we got a free room from a friend, so we're like, yeah, we can go up there.
We
haven't been up there in like 3 or 4 years, so...
Hmm.
Yeah, we'll go check it out. Yeah. Any insider tips while I'm up there?
Yes, only bring a set amount of money, and then once that's gone, you're done.
Okay, there's your tip.
There you go. How much are you going to gamble with, Jeremy?
$8.
How much you put down?
I'm not a big gambler.
Jeremy will put $8 into the penny slot
machine.
Penny
slots,
and he'll be done.
Get a couple beers, and call it a night.
There you go.
Yeah.
Teresa, when you were a dealer, were you the kind that was helpful to people? Like, were you like, shake your head, no, don't hit that? Did you ever do anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. You got to help them. I can't tell them how to play their hand, but I could certainly, you know, give them tips or tell them what the basic strategy would tell you.
You can just
do.
go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A little shake of your head like, no, you don't want to. Just stay. Just stay.
If you have a 12 and I have a 6 up, don't hit it.
Don't hit it.
Say it every time.
Just let you bust.
Yep.
Just let you bust.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, Teresa, let's play some Rattle Off. You ready to give it a try?
Okay.
All right, let's see how you do. 10 seconds. Give us five different types of soups. Ready and go.
Chicken noodle, navy bean, lima bean, clam chowder.
Oh, where's tomato soup?
Soup. I don't know.
No, time's up. No more soups.
Yeah.
You can't say any more soups.
Okay.
Like the minestrone
you
soup.
You guys are crazy.
French onion. French onions.
Oh, yeah, but you went with lima bean soup, huh?
I know. French onion. That's my favorite. How did I not say that?
I don't know. I don't know what you're thinking, Teresa.
You seized up.
It goes so quick. Your mind, you just, I don't know.
Like, I understand.
It's like,
listen,
my honeymoon.
If I'm on your end, I suck at this game. There's no doubt. But I really appreciate people who are good at it. You drive carefully today, okay?
Absolutely. And you guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Teresa.
Bye.
We have the greatest listeners. All right, we still have Miles, Natasha, and an evil Heather. So, Miles, what are you doing today? Anything fun?
Sitting at my desk working.
Okay, which is what? Are you a cartoonist?
I wish. Private equity and hedge funds, investor relations.
Whoa, very important.
What kind of car do you drive?
It's not. I don't even own a car, to be honest.
How do you get to work?
I sit at home in my guest bedroom.
Nice.
Just Uber places that you want to go?
No, my wife drives me everywhere.
Oh, that's cute. She puts you in the back seat, buckles you in, gives you some goldfish crackers, and drives you around, huh?
Wait a minute. So your wife has a car.
I have goldfish crackers on my desk.
Has a car.
Yeah. Subaru Crosstrek. Really, she loves it.
That's great. It's a Colorado car for sure.
It's funny because you don't drive it the most. When I say, what kind of car do you drive? You, like, it doesn't exist because your wife mostly drives it. That's funny to me.
So what if she's gone and then you got to go somewhere? Do you just Uber it?
No, I don't go anywhere.
You just stay at home.
Huh. Yeah, we can walk to like every store if that's necessary.
Isn't that the best?
That's cool.
Oh,
so no kids, right?
Target, King Supers, Walmart. Yeah, no kids.
Yeah, that makes it easier for sure.
Man. That was the life. When I lived just about a block from the radio station for a while, and everything was within walking distance, there would be times, Miles, when I might go 4 days without seeing my car. And I love that lifestyle. And since I've moved, I'm in a place where there is nothing within walking distance. And it's like, I miss that lifestyle.
I pay her car insurance and like gas and everything, so it's like a fair trade.
All right. What does she do?
She's actually graduating from nursing school in 9 days.
Hey, that's cool.
That's exciting. Congrats. You going to have a big party for her?
Yeah, very big. She's a Hispanic, so it's going to be a giant
big party.
Yeah. That's great, man.
That's fantastic.
Did you get her a little gift or anything?
Yeah, I got her a bunch of stuff. She's probably listening, so I can't tell you what it is.
Oh,
well, give a shout out to her first name. Give a shout out. Tell her how much you love her right now on the radio.
Alejandra Gomez, I love you, and you took my last name, Bishop, so you're the best.
Cute.
Where did you meet Alejandra?
She actually approached me at a bar downtown, Brothers, that doesn't exist anymore, so we always say we out like lived the place that we met, which is nice.
What was her line on you when she first walked up? What was her pickup line?
Why are you standing here all cute by yourself?
Shoot!
Something very, very similar to that.
Uh huh. Standing all here, all cute, huh? You're like, I don't know.
Fantastic.
I was watching my little brother get shut down by girls, and I was just kind of like leaned against the wall, laughing.
And then you asked her for a ride home.
Right. Yeah. No, he walked home and gas by himself.
Do you have a car? I need a ride.
Oh, Miles.
I had a car back then.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you're in love and happy. That's great, bud.
Yeah, good for you.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. All right, let's play Rattle Off. Your letter is B as in basketball, B as in boys in the morning, the letter B. I feel like this is Sesame Street. Today's show is brought to you by the letter B. 10 seconds, Miles. Give us five. These can be anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the world. Five cities or towns that begin with the letter B. Ready? And go.
Boston, Breckenridge, Broomfield, Bakersville. Oh, man. Baton Rouge.
Hey! Winner!
Well done, right at the buzzer, man.
A little Baton Rouge.
Good job.
Good for you.
That was intense.
You're pretty proud of yourself right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys for 20 years, and I've never called in. I'm like shaking right now. It was great.
Oh. 20 years? What were you, like four when you started?
How old are you?
I'm actually 37.
You've been listening since you were a teenager. Well, that's
okay.
And this is your first time to get through in 20 years?
This is the first time I've ever called.
My goodness. And you win. I mean, look at that. Yeah, you need to go buy a lotto ticket today or something.
I listen to you guys every morning on my phone app, like while I'm working. Yeah, that's, oh my goodness.
Why did you decide that today was the day after 20 years that you're going to call in?
I have no idea. You guys said something about we want like good callers, and I was like, all right, I Googled
today's the day.
The number, and I just did it.
All right, man.
He Googled the number. We say the number like 17 times. That's hilarious to me. Yeah. That teaches us, Miles, that we just can't say it enough. So
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Listen, you are a good man. If you will stand by, Josh will tell you about the prize. But before you go, before I put you on hold, we always ask each new caller who's never called before to rate us from 1 to 5 stars. What are we getting?
Like 28.
Whoa, so many stars.
You know, you're still only getting one prize, you know. No matter what you say, it's only one prize, okay? So.
Oh, it's all good, man. I love you guys. Even if I lost, I'm so excited.
Well, dude, it has really made our day to talk to you. Thank you for the good vibes. You hold on, and Josh will get you all set up. All right, buddy?
Thank you so much, boys.
Yeah, man. Nice meeting you.
Do we have the greatest listeners ever?
What a good guy.
I mean, they're great. Of course, then we talked to Natasha, and she might be a total letdown.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you rude? Are you rude and mean, Natasha?
I am not.
Who are you talking to? Are you at a drive up right now?
I am. Don't judge me.
What are you getting?
Diet. Chocolate frosted, no sprinkles, and iced coffee.
Chocolate frosted, no sprinkles. Solid.
Which store? Like, which one are you at? Are you at a Dunkin'?
I am at a Dunkin', Westminster.
All right.
Good for you. This woman knows what
Sounds
she wants.
Sounds tasty.
Although, the only way I'm going to judge you harshly, Natasha, is if you're only getting one.
That's all that I need.
That's all you need. Don't overdo it. Just treat yourself.
Come on, two donuts.
Just one. You don't need
to eat one because it's like you got to have it. Oh, and then you got another one sitting there for like 30 minutes later.
And you take little pieces off it, you know, just little by little by little by. So you headed to work?
I am heading to work.
Which is what? What do you do?
I'm director of HR and finance for a nonprofit out of Boulder.
I notice you're not bringing donuts to the rest of the crew, though, are you?
I work in an office by myself, mostly.
Oh,
that's dreamy.
I know.
That's super
what kind of
dreamy.
HR job you work by yourself? That's a hilarious HR job. Do you ever have to talk to yourself sometimes? Or
no, I do not. I'm doing the finance side today. So
okay.
Fair enough.
That's all I got. I got nothing else.
I was like, so my finance, when I'm in the buildings, I talk to lots of people.
Yeah.
My friends are texting me, are you on the radio right now?
Yeah, this is Natasha, you guys. You're being super annoying. She's trying to be on the radio.
Leave her alone. We're
talking
to her
right
now. In fact, you're doing all that, and then Evil Heather hung up. So we lost Evil Heather because Natasha's friends are interrupting everything.
Come on, friends. Which one of your friends is super annoying? Like, whenever they're around, you're like, oh my
first
God.
First name only.
I hate them.
First name.
I don't have any. I don't have any friends, or they wouldn't be my friend.
Liar.
That's
There's
a lie,
gotta
Natasha.
Be one.
Everybody's got one friend that they're a friend, but you're like, hope they don't show up for happy hour. Who is that person?
I don't have any.
Hmm. All right. Well, we'll let you get away with a lie on our show today because we know several of them are listening. So,
but how about off the? They also could be listening.
Right. How about off the air? You tell us. Is that cool?
I truly don't have any annoying friends.
Really?
You know what that means?
Really?
It means you're the annoying friend.
You're it.
That's what that means.
And then Natasha, she's always talking about donuts, and she's like,
she's a
all high
girl.
And mighty about her HR job. She's the worst.
I can't be friends with anyone who gets sprinkles.
She's always hitting on my boyfriend.
My husband would be sad if I was hitting on anyone's boyfriend.
Yeah, he would. That's why you're so annoying.
Where did you meet him?
I'm sorry?
Where did you meet him?
Where did I meet him? We met at Waterworld when we were in high school, but that was a long time ago. We're 37 now.
That's actually kind
That's
of
cute.
Fun that you met at Waterworld. Do you ever go back there to, like, relive old times?
We go all the time.
Do you?
See, that's cool.
That's romantic.
I like that. Yeah, and do you kind of, like, make little goo-goo eyes at each other when you walk in? Like, this is where we met.
This is where it all started.
Mm-hmm. I came down the slide and lost my top, and you know.
Remember that?
No, we have two littles now. So, I mean, they're not little; they're 6 and 8. So
the romance is gone.
Yeah, it's not at Waterworld.
Okay, all right. We're just trying to have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're being super HR right now.
Failing, we're failing miserably with the HR director, but you know that's all right. Listen. Natasha, thank you so much for listening while you're going through the Dunkin' drive-thru. We appreciate you. And you have a great day, okay?
All right. Have a good day. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.